Hey, welcome to this week's episode of English Vocabulary with me, teacher Tiffany. Now, in this episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words related to a specific topic. And this week's topic is traditional customs and practices. I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words that will help you speak English confidently and fluently about this topic. Are you ready? Well then, I'm teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, now I'm excited about this lesson because my purpose is to help you speak English fluently. And in order to do that, you must improve your English vocabulary. So let's jump in. Again, this topic is traditional customs and practices. And this just refers to different cultural things that are done, right? Based on your traditions or my traditions. And how do you express yourself when speaking about this topic? So let's jump right into the very first word. All right? The very first word after me is consecrate. Good. Again, consecrate. Excellent. Now, the word consecrate, it just means to make sacred or dedicate to a divine purpose. To make something sacred, to make it very special, and to dedicate it to a divine purpose. I'm going to consecrate this individual or consecrate this book. Again, to make something sacred. This is used a lot in religious context. So let's check out some example sentences. Here we go. The very first example sentence we have is, the priest will consecrate the new church with a special ceremony. Once again, the priest will consecrate the new church with a special ceremony. He's going to make the church very sacred and dedicated to God. In English, we say, once again, consecrate. All right, let's move on to the second example sentence. Here we go, the second example sentence. In some cultures, rituals are performed to consecrate marriage vows. Once again, in some cultures, rituals are performed to consecrate marriage vows. You got it? Excellent. All right. Number three, the third example sentence. The ancient temple was consecrated to honor the gods. Now, in the past, this group of people believed in multiple gods. So once again, the ancient temple was consecrated to honor the gods. You got it? Excellent. So once again, after me, consecrate. Very good. All right, now let's move to the second English vocabulary word that deals with the topic of traditional customs and practices. Here's the word after me, adorn. Good. Again, adorn. Excellent. Now, this word adorn, it just means to decorate or add beauty to something. Once again, to decorate or add beauty to something. So for example, some women enjoy wearing big earrings or lots of makeup or different things to adorn and make yourself look beautiful. In English, we say adorn. Right? And maybe in your culture, in your country, there are certain things that women in your culture or even men in your culture put on to make themselves look more beautiful. We say they are adorning themselves. All right? Here we go. First example sentence. Here we go. The bride was adorned with traditional jewelry on her wedding day. Once again, the bride was adorned with traditional jewelry on her wedding day. You got it? Excellent. All right, here we go. Next example sentence. During festivals, streets are adorned with colorful banners and lights. Once again, during festivals, streets are adorned with colorful banners and lights. You got it? Good deal. Now notice, this is speaking about streets being adorned. So it's not just referring to people. You can speak about objects being adorned as well. All right, check out this third example sentence. Here we go. People often adorn their homes with symbols of good luck. Once again, people often adorn their homes with symbols of good luck. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the second vocabulary word after me is adorn. Good job. So far we've learned two vocabulary words related to the topic of traditional customs and practices. The very first vocabulary word, do you remember? Yes, consecrate. Excellent. The second vocabulary word, adorn. Very good. Excellent. All right. We're going to move on to the third vocabulary word. Now remember, everything I'm teaching you, I actually send out in a daily English vocabulary email. Now every day from Sunday to Friday, I send a vocabulary email with 5 new vocabulary words, totally free. If you want to get the email, all you have to do is go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. Once again, www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. Join the newsletter. Get every day from Sunday to Friday a free email teaching you 5 new vocabulary words. All right, so the next vocabulary word for today, again, dealing with the topic of traditional customs and culture or practices, is commemorate. Good. Once again, commemorate. Excellent. Now, this word commemorate, it just means to honor the memory of a person or event, often with a ceremony or memorial. It's a ceremony, it's an event, it's something that is done to remember a person that was really good, or to remember someone you loved, to honor that person. In English, we say commemorate. It can also refer to, though, an event. So once again, it can refer to a person or an event. You want to what? Honor the memory of that person or an event. In English, we say commemorate. Good. So let's check out the example sentences. Here's the first example sentence. The ceremony will commemorate the anniversary of the independence movement. Once again, the ceremony will commemorate the anniversary of the independence movement. Second, a monument was erected to commemorate the fallen soldiers. Once again, a monument was erected to commemorate the fallen soldiers. You got it? Excellent. All right. And the third example sentence. Special events are held to commemorate the important cultural figures. Once again, special events are held to commemorate important cultural figures. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the third vocabulary word is commemorate. Great job. So we have 3 vocabulary words so far dealing with traditional customs and practices. The very first word again, yes, consecrate. Second word, adorn. And finally, the third word, commemorate. Very good. All right, so let's move on to our 4th vocabulary word on this topic. The 4th vocabulary word after me is sanctify. Good. Again, after me, sanctify. Excellent. Now, this word sanctify, it literally just means to declare or set apart as holy or sacred. So again, to declare or set something apart or someone as holy or sacred. For example, I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And in the Bible, there are many stories. And some of the stories deal with individuals who were priests, right? Or prophets. And they would have to go into the temple, right? And in the temple, there were certain articles of clothing. There were certain different articles of, let's say, metalware, right? They have cups and goblets and vases that were actually sacred. Once again, things that or people that are declared or set apart as holy or sacred. In English, we say sanctify. You got it? Excellent. They were sanctified. So let's go to the example sentences. Here we go. The very first one. The sacred text is recited to sanctify the religious ceremony. Once again, the sacred text is recited to sanctify the religious ceremony. Next, a blessing is often given to sanctify a new home. Once again, a blessing is often given to sanctify a new home. And finally, rituals are performed to sanctify the consecrated ground. Once again, rituals are performed to sanctify the consecrated ground. You got it? Excellent. So once again, our fourth vocabulary word is sanctify. Great job. So we have four words so far. The very first word about this topic, consecrate. Good. Second word, adorn. Excellent. Third word, commemorate. Excellent. And fourth word, sanctify. Very good. Now let's move on to our fifth English vocabulary word. All right. Our fifth English vocabulary word. All right. Now our fifth English vocabulary word is ancestral. Good. Once again, ancestral. Excellent. Now, this word just means related to or inherited from one's ancestors or forebears. Again, related to or inherited from one's ancestors. Ancestors, those who lived before you, those who have since died or passed away, those who lived in the past but are connected to you. Ancestors. So ancestral relates to or inherited from one's ancestors, related to, okay? So let's check out the example sentences. Here we go, the very first example sentence, all right? The ancestral home has been in the family for generations. Once again, the ancestral home has been in the family for generations. You got it? Excellent. All right. Here's the second example sentence. Ancestral traditions are passed down with great pride. Once again, ancestral traditions are passed down with great pride. Excellent. And finally, the last example sentence. The ceremony incorporated ancestral customs to honor the heritage. One more time. The ceremony incorporated ancestral customs to honor the heritage. You got it? Excellent. So, number five, ancestral. Good. So we learned five new vocabulary words related to this topic. Number one, after me, consecrate. Number two, adorn. Number three, commemorate. Good. Number four, sanctify. Excellent. And number five, ancestral. Great job. All right, now we're going to look at a paragraph. If you're listening via the podcast, I want you to listen very, very closely. This paragraph, this reading is going to include each of the vocabulary words we just spoke about, the ones that I just taught you. So I want you to listen very closely as I read this paragraph, and I want you to listen for the words. Here we go. In many cultures around the globe, traditional customs and practices hold profound significance, serving as threads, you heard it, serving as threads that connect the present to the ancestral past. These rituals, often handed down through generations, not only consecrate the continuity of cultural identity, but also sanctify the values embedded in each ceremony. During festive occasions, communities come together and adorn their surroundings with vibrant colors, designs, and meaningful symbols, creating a visual tapestry that mirrors the richness of their heritage. These gatherings to commemorate significant events or honor ancestors play a pivotal role in preserving the past, ensuring that ancestral traditions remain an integral part of the culture's collective identity. Now, in that one paragraph, you heard each of the five vocabulary words. We had, once again, consecrate, we had ancestral, we had sanctify, we had adorn, and we also had commemorate. Now again, this is what happens when you learn topical English vocabulary words. Learning words based on a topic instead of just memorizing random words. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. I hope you use these words at least one time today. Don't forget that you can improve your English and you can achieve each and every one of your English goals. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. I can't wait to help you even more. Until then, remember to speak English.